I do appreciate the message and song, and thank God He is still God. Nothing will ever diminish His power. Amen. He's not give any up. He's not going to. And I thank God for His goodness to us. All right, I want you to go to the little one chapter book of Philemon. Philemon. My mom used to call it Philemon. Amen. Whatever you call it, that's where we're going. All right. Amen. It's right after Titus. It's in there with the pastoral epistles. And it is considered one of the pastoral epistles, even though it's a letter to Philemon about one of his servants that had revolted, had stolen from him and ran. And of course, we'll say more about this, but he had a church in his home. And so I just want to read a few verses. As a matter of fact, we might as well read the whole book of Philemon, all right? I think we can handle that, Lord willing. And we'll say more about it here in a moment. Paul, a prisoner, there you go. The book of Philippians, where it was in this morning, was a prison letter, and so is this. Paul is writing from prison. He's a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, and Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Crispus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. So he has a church in his home. Of course, we got to remember that the church is just getting started, and he began a work in here out of his home. And so grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee, O my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have said again, thou therefore receive him, that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. For he hath wronged thee, or if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit, I do not say to thee that thou, how thou owest me, owest unto me even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. Marcus, Articrus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Now that's reading the whole book of Philemon. Now may the Lord add his blessings. Let's pray. Father, we do love you tonight. And we love you because you first loved us. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'd have mercy upon us. Illuminate our mind, our heart, our mouth. Make preaching easy. And Father, if there be one in the midst that don't know you in the free pardon of sin, we pray you save them tonight. Touch your people. Have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to preach just for a little while tonight on this thought, the picture in Philemon. Now, in this short epistle, there's three main characters, Paul, Philemon, and Onesimus. Now, Paul is the penman of the letter, and we know it's written in prison at Rome. Philemon is a man of God, and he's Onesimus' master. Onesimus is a slave. He robbed Philemon and ran to Rome. And it's amazing, and I'll say more about this in a moment. It's amazing how the Lord brought them together. Now, again, if you read Acts, and you don't have to turn, I'm going to turn. When Paul, of course, we know the journey. He's a prisoner, and they moved him around. But in Acts 28, verse number 16, Paul said this, and when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. Now, I'm going to jump on back down to verse 23. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified to the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from the morning till evening. Now listen. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. So what we have here, we have in that crowd in Acts 28, and we find that Onesimus is one of them that, he had stolen from Philemon. And he had ran, and he got caught up in something else in Rome, and he's in prison while Paul is in prison. And God worked it out where Paul found favor in the prison. No, that's an accident. Let me tell you folks something. If God and you in a place where you never dreamed you'd ever get to give the gospel, and all of a sudden you're getting time to give the gospel, that's a God thing. That the Lord's opening that door. Don't turn it away. Don't turn it away. By the way, Will, I got a message last night with a picture of one of those chick tracks. A guy I went to high school with said, and had it turned over. Well, he took a picture of both sides, and he said, just let you know, your folks is out there witnessing. I said, amen. God opened a great door. You can talk a little about that later. And everyone who went with him, I appreciate that. And so somebody took note of that. It was a door that God opened. And so here we find where Paul was open a great door. He's given time for himself, just one soldier. Folks, can you imagine as those soldiers change shifts, one buckled up to Paul, and Paul has all that time with him, and he tells him about Jesus. I believe he led that prisoner. I led that soldier to Christ. Then he gets off shift, another one comes in, and he gets buckled up to Paul. Paul gives him the gospel. He gets saved. Then third shift comes in, and that soldier gets buckled up to him, and then Paul gives him the gospel, and he gets saved. Amen. Hey, you say Paul was in prison, but he had more freedom there to give the gospel than anywhere he'd ever been. And so now they're bringing anybody who wants to come in to hear the gospel from Paul. And he's giving them the gospel, and many of them get right with God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, these people are in jail for this, that, and the other. Hey, but for the grace of God, it'd be you. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. But for the grace of God, it'd be me. Yes. Hey, I'm glad we can get the gospel behind the bars. Amen. Amen goes right there. And so I believe here we have Onesimus. He's one of those. And he gets gloriously saved. And then the Lord burns his heart. You said, preacher, you can't read that in there. You cannot read that in there. Because Paul's telling Philemon, he begins to get, he got gloriously saved. And now he's trying to be a part of the ministry and helping Paul. Amen. You know what? He said, Paul said, we're about to get out of here. And I want to go see Philemon. I want to go see him. So I'm going to write him a letter. Listen to this. On your behalf. Get that. You know what he told, Philemon? He said, hey, whatever he took from you, whatever the cost, just put that on my account. Somebody's learned that song. Put that on my account. That's the song about this text. Hey, that's what happened that day. Hey, when Jesus went to the cross, all the debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt I couldn't owe. All of my sin was put on his account that day. Hallelujah. Was put on his account. Oh, on his account, I said. It was placed on Christ that day. He became sin for me who knew no sin. So we have three main characters in this text. We have Paul, the penman of the letter, wrote in prison at Rome. We have Philemon, he's the man of God, Onesimus' master. We have Onesimus' slave. He robbed Philemon and he ran to Rome. And how God brought them together. There's a picture here. If you give me a few minutes, it ain't going to take me long. There's a picture here. There's a picture here of salvation. Man, it's a beautiful picture of salvation in this book. Now notice with me, three things, three characters, three things. Notice that we know the possessor. We have a picture of a saint or a saved person. And that's Philemon. We see here in verse 1, the labor he possessed. In other words, he had fruit that he was saved. In verse number 1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved. Now, get this. He said, dearly beloved, and what? Fellow laborer. So now he said, hey, he said, there's proof that Philemon is a child of God because he is a servant. He is a laborer in the things of God. Amen. Folks, I believe if you're saved, you're going to be a fellow laborer. The labor he possessed. And then we see the love of God he possessed in verse number 5. Look at it with me. He said, hearing of thy love. I mean, if a man say, in 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? See, Paul is writing him in this introduction, this little short letter, reminding him. Now, folks, I understand we don't get the response, but I believe we know the response. But see, one thing about it is that Philemon here, he had every right. He had every right to press charges. And to have Onesimus charged to the full extent of the law. But he'd rather see him get saved. See, the labor he possessed, the love that he possessed, then the faith he possessed. Again, in verse number 5, he said, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. So he loved the Lord and he loved the saints of God. I like that. And his faith in the Lord. See, we find here a picture of a child of God. A child of God will possess a laboring spirit, but he'll also possess a loving spirit. And he'll be a man of faith. He'll be a man of faith. He'll be a child of God. Hey, you'll be a Christian of faith. It ain't been long we talked about faith. Faith is big. Faith, I believe I preached it at the nursing home Wednesday. Faith. I wish I could find where I had that wrote down. It's in a different Bible, I think. I'd like to share that with you. If I could, if it's not in this Bible, I can't. But anyway, y'all understand how all that works. If you're a preacher, you got 1,000 Bibles that you share. See, real faith is not convenient. It's not logical. Amen. Sometimes trusting God isn't even logical. Amen. I mean, you take the children of Israel, the faith that Abraham had, the faith Moses had, the faith Daniel had. Hey, wasn't none of that logical?
You're right.
It didn't make any human sense.
Amen.
But hey, God saving an old sinner like me, it didn't make logical sense.
Amen.
But he did it.
Amen,
amen. So we see the possessor, a picture of the saint, Philemon here. He was a man, the labor he possessed, the love of God he possessed, the faith he possessed. The Bible says in Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. He had faith. He said, I know you trust the Lord. And Paul, I'm fixing to get to him. Paul, he said, you can trust me. So we see the possessor. We see a picture of Philemon. But before we get to Paul, we got to get to Onesimus. We go from the a possessor, a picture of the saint, that's Philemon, but then we go to the transgressor, picture of a sinner. The possessor is Philemon, a picture of the saint, a child of God. We find the transgressor, a picture of the sinner, that's Onesimus. He was in trouble for leaving.
Right.
Folks, you understand he was born a slave. He was born in bonds. He was born in bondage. And no matter how good Philemon was to him, he didn't appreciate it. He didn't appreciate it. He didn't like it. And so he took from him and he ran. He was in trouble for leaving. He was a guilty transgressor. You understand that you and I are guilty transgressors?
Amen.
Simply Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:12, by one man sin into the world, death by sin, death pass on all men, for all have sinned. Folks, we live in a time now, nobody. See, we have a humanistic mindset or philosophy. You know, humanism. Be your own God. See, if you can have a mindset like humanism and be your own God, that means you can make your own rules. You say, preacher, I don't think we're in that position. Folks, just pay attention. Just pay attention to people. You hear stuff like this. Well, if it doesn't bother you, if you don't have a problem with it, then it's okay for you. And if you have a problem with it, just don't do it, but don't judge him. That's humanism.
That's right.
That's right. That's humanism. Now, folks, I want to say something. This book has enough do's and don'ts and principles for me to go by instead of having to make up more.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be like a Pharisee and go making up stuff. And so we're in a place here where we're seeing humanism. When, in other words, well, if it don't bother you, folks, you understand the Word of God's the final authority.
Amen.
See, there is no talking around saying Onesimus is guilty. See, now you have this way of thinking. Well, he didn't have this and that and the other, and he wasn't raised this way, and he didn't know. Folks, was all born sinners.
Amen.
Guilty.
Right.
Guilty.
Amen.
All of us. Sinners by birth and choice. Guilty.
Right.
Every one of us. We live in a time now, man, ain't nobody guilty of nothing. I honestly don't know how they get anybody convicted of any crime unless they confess. All you got to do is get some, I don't know how to say it, I was going to say goofy, but we got visitors here tonight. I'm not going to say that. Some atheistic man or woman with a doctorate degree. Can I put it like that? That can use words this long to confuse a jury. The next thing you know, they're apologizing to the criminal. See, nobody can get born again until they get lost. And as long as the devil is pumping that propaganda into the minds of the world today, nobody's going to say we're sinners. Nobody's going to say, I am a sinner. And that's why you say, well, why ain't anybody really getting saved anymore? We have a few getting saved. We got some to baptize. Some got born again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks, the Great Awakening, when thousands were getting saved, when taverns were closing down, places of ill repute was closing down because everybody was getting saved. You know how they got saved? They got lost. In other words, through the preaching of the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit of God began to convict their heart and show them their need for Christ, and they saw themselves as sinners. Yeah. And they admitted that fact, I'm a sinner. Yeah. And then when they saw that, when I saw that in my own life, that I'm a sinner. And just like the brother was talking last week, most of my sinning done after I got saved. I mean, I got to thank God the Lord saved me young. I'm glad He saved me out of a mess. I could have been a real mess, but I knew one thing. I was a sinner on my way to hell. Amen. And I could not get saved until I saw myself a sinner. Amen. We find here Onesimus. From the time he left Philemon, he left there, he stole from him, he done him wrong, saw no problem with it. Why? Because in his trail to Rome, he continued to live that way. When folks have a continual lifestyle of sin, something's missing. When someone has a continual lifestyle of sin. Again, you said, preacher, you just said you done most of your sinning before, after you got saved. I'm talking about in my adult years, I failed God and I got the chastening rod laid to me. That's right. God whipped me and corrected me and exposed me. We won't get into all of that, but He did. Amen. He proved I was His child through His chastening. That's right. He proved I was His child through His chastening. He's exposing. Did something. You saved, you run that. Hey, you run with the devil's crowd a while. Hey, you keep doing it, you'll get exposed. Right. Amen goes right there. He was guilty. And what changed was the gospel. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That changed it. Amen. See, folks, we read in the book of Acts 28, Paul wasn't giving them just a little story to build on their emotions. He was giving them the truth. Right. He's giving them the scriptures. And folks, it still works. The scriptures still work. He was in trouble for leaving. He was a guilty transgressor. Listen, he was under his master's condemnation. That's right. He was under his master's judgment. Folks, you understand? Those that reject the Lord is under condemnation. That's right. Book of John chapter 3, chapter 5 teaches us that. The gospel. Folks, until you get saved, there's therefore now no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus. But before we get saved, we're under condemnation. Right. We're condemned. Hey, the Bible says you're condemned already because you ain't believed on the name of the Son of God. Right. Right. Well, already, hey, he's under condemnation. He's a transgressor, he's a picture of a sinner. But then notice this. The possessor, picture of a saint, that's Philemon. The transgressor, picture of a sinner, that's Onesimus. Now we see the intercessor. It's a picture of the Savior. That's Paul. Paul went to where he was. The Lord sent him to Onesimus. Hey, the Lord didn't have him in prison just to write epistles, but to give the gospel. Paul started the first prison ministry. Hey, you ever say, well, I don't think we ought to be supporting prison ministries. Well, Paul was one. He was a prison preacher. He had a prison ministry. Amen. I'm glad we don't have to go in like him. We get to leave after we preach. Paul went to where Onesimus was. Folks, you remember the day Jesus came where you were? Boy, I do. I remember when he came to me. Hey, I was dead in trespass and sin. A dead man can't get up. A dead man can't go see nobody. A dead man can't do anything for himself. And we were dead in trespasses and sin. He came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. That's what he did. I remember the very first time he came to me. And I remember all the other times he came to me until I got saved. Hey, get this. Paul went to where he was and he got saved. Get this. Paul became his advocate or his intercessor. Hey, get this. Paul stood between Onesimus and Philemon. He was the intercessor. He was advocate. That's what an advocate is. He's the one that is a go-between, a lawyer. Amen. What's Paul doing in this letter? He's pleading. He's pleading Onesimus' case. He's pleading his case. You know what? One good thing reminded me of. I believe Paul had led Philemon to the Lord. He said, "Hey, I ain't even gonna mention what you owe me. I ain't even gonna mention that. I don't believe you had to." Hey, folks, you understand when you got saved, what all you got? When you got born again, you understand what all you got as a child of God. We have an advocate. These things write unto you little children that you sin not, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. He's our advocate. He's our go-between. Aren't you thankful when we fail God? And the Bible said, hey, I don't want you to sin. Get this. Hey, the Lord does not want us to sin. He said, but if you do, he didn't say if you go to practice and living like hell. He said, but if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hey, folks, that's by faith too, by the way. You got to take God at his word. Now, I understand, folks. If you're like me, and let me go ahead and chase this rabbit down. It's always just better go ahead and take the high road. What does that mean? Don't do it.
That's right.
That sin which does so easily beset us, we all know how we're going to feel after we commit it.
That's right.
Let's just get real tonight. Everybody get real? Amen. We all know how we're going to feel when it's committed. When it's said, when it's thought, when it's done, we know. But we're not walking in the Spirit. We're not walking in the Spirit, walking after the flesh. And we choose the low road. And there we go again. Again, folks, this is in no way, shape, or fashion okay in sin. But I'm glad he's faithful.
Amen.
And by faith, I trusted him to save me. He took care of my S-I-N, who I was. And he takes care of my S-I-N-S, what I do. Again, these things write unto you that ye sin not. Don't ever jump over that first phrase to get to the next phrase so you can feel comfortable in your sin.
Amen.
But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hey, by faith, when you fail the Lord and immediately the Spirit of God is grieved in you and you know it, and you get somewhere or in your heart and mind at that spot, say, Lord, I just did. See, confession means you tell the Lord what you did. I wonder how many Christians have unconfessed sin that they think they've confessed. Folks, I promise you, confession is not, Lord, forgive me all my sins I committed today in Jesus' name, amen, and go to bed. You've not confessed one thing. You've generalized your sin. You've generalized it. Hey, you have an ungodly thought? Tell the Lord, I just had an ungodly thought and I entertained it, and I know that's sin. Your word says it's sin. And I stand with you against myself, Lord, I'm sorry. You just confess sin. You just blew your stack, said something you shouldn't say. Hey, immediately the Spirit of God knocks on your door. Lord, I just sinned, please. No, you tell the Lord what you did. But he knows. Yeah, he knows. But you remember in the garden, Adam, where art thou? He knew where he was. He wanted to confess it.
Right.
If we confess our sins, you confess your sin. You confess your sin. You trust God by faith that he forgive it. And then before you get up off your knees or from bowing your head wherever you are, you say, Lord, give me grace to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset me.
Right.
Paul went to where Onesimus was. Paul was Onesimus' advocate. He stood between Onesimus and the righteous judgment of Philemon. Whew. I like this. Paul was not only his advocate, but he was his mediator. I didn't preach that. He was his mediator. He was his reconciler. Paul's mediating. Get this. Paul's mediating. He's an advocate and he's mediating for Onesimus with Philemon. What's he doing it for? To reconcile them.
Right.
I read over there in the book of Philemon where Paul talks about, hey, you're getting much more now. See, when he left you, he was just a low-down sinner. But you gaining a brother. And Jesus changed his life. And he'll never steal from you again. And Paul said, and if that ain't good enough, whatever he owes you, you put it on my account. I'll take care of it. And folks, that was good enough for Philemon.
Yes,
and guess what? That's good enough for God.
Amen.
That's good enough for God. Now, people are different. I know people, if they see somebody that they knowed 50 years ago, and I'm talking about their life ain't nothing like that anymore, they got saved, that's what they bring up. It drives me nuts. And another thing, let me run this race. Don't get up and brag on your past sin.
Right.
I tell you right now, I was this, that, and the other. God, who cares? You want to hear that? Don't brag on your sin. Don't give the devil time of day. You was wretched. On your way to hell and deserve to be there, but God.
Right.
But God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus stepped in. He butted in.
Right.
Changed my life. And we're going to concentrate on what Jesus did on our behalf. He reconciled them. Folks, that's what Jesus done for us. Folks, that's the whole picture of the cross. Jesus got, and this is just an illustration, Jesus got God by one hand and man by the other, and he brought us back together. Sin separated. That's what separated Onesimus and Philemon. It was sin. Sin separated them. He took off. Sin separated them. Here comes Paul. Through the gospel, he changed his life.
Right.
He took Onesimus by one hand and Philemon by the other hand, and he reconciled them together. And he was profitable. Folks, the only reason you and I are profitable tonight is because of Jesus.
Right.
The only reason we're profitable tonight is Jesus passed by.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Let's all stand. Miss Jessica's coming.